This is North Shore Today for Friday, November 18, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the 40s. The Salem City Council met last night and voted to support changes to the special mayoral election process. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the council unanimously approved a home rule petition to Beacon Hill that would expand the length of a special election season. In Gloucester, a damaged wind turbine at the Blackburn Industrial Park will have the remaining two blades removed from the 492-foot structure. The Gloucester Times is reporting a blade fell off the structure in July, and it is inoperable. A large crane is being set up next to the structure to begin the work. News outlets are reporting criminal charges are now likely in association with the hazing incident at Haverhill High School involving football players. It has also been reported that the district attorney's office is now involved with the Haverhill police investigation. City officials in Lynn met with designers and construction managers this week to discuss building a new Pickering Middle School. The Daily Item is reporting that the Pickering Building Committee has identified six possible sites in the city to locate a new school building. North Shore cities and towns are preparing for budget season, with much of the work becoming more public after the first of the year. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
And then once we come back from the holidays, that's really where budget season really kicks off, and we'll start meeting with department heads here. Schools will do everything on their end. And then we'll just jump in and see where we're at. I think this, you know, it's an interesting financial climate right now that we're working in. And luckily, Newburyport is in a really good spot. So, again, we're going to continue to look for ways to help residents through this. This is actually related to the tax rate, too. So we submitted the tax rate into the city council packet. They actually will be speaking about it tonight at budget and finance meeting. I don't know if it will just be a one meeting discussion around the tax rate, or it will be two.
Mayor Reardon's entire city update is posted below here on North Shore Today. The director of the Beverly Senior Center will retire in February of next year. Paul Layton reports in the Salem News that Marianne Holek, who started at her job in 2005, announced that she will retire after 17 years on the job. And Salem State University recently announced receiving a gift of $10 million, according to reporter Paul Layton. Layton says that Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, speaking at the announcement ceremony, had an interesting observation.
You know, Kim Driscoll, she spoke, and she's a graduate of Salem State herself, and she mentioned, I didn't realize this, that she said she's going to be the first lieutenant governor in the state who's a graduate of a state university.
And according to Salem News reporter Layton, Salem State graduates have had a real influence in North Shore politics.
Yeah. Well, when you see that, you know, that Kim Driscoll is a graduate and what she is doing, and, you know, Paul Tucker, the Salem State Representative, who's going to be the district attorney, he's a Salem State graduate. Joan Lovely, the state senator from Salem, is a Salem State graduate. So, you know, it just goes to show the influence that the school has had on the area.
That's reporter Paul Layton. Sports is next, with details on all kinds of playoff action scheduled tonight and tomorrow. Stay tuned for Bill Newell on sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Flyers 4-1 last night. The Celtics play the Pelicans in New Orleans tonight. The Patriots host the Jets on Sunday at 1. It is state championship Saturday tomorrow for four North Shore teams. First, in D1 boys soccer, St. John's Prep takes on Needham for the state title. This is Prep coach Dave Kroll.
You know, it's going to be a tight game. It's probably going to be another one-goal game, one way or the other. And, you know, they have a midfielder, an All-American player who's got a great shot and likes to dribble the ball a lot, so we're hoping that we can nullify him. We did the first time we played him. So if we can nullify him and not give him a lot of looks, you know, that's going to go a long way in helping us.
In D3 boys soccer, Newburyport takes on Dedham. In D4 field hockey, Manchester Essex faces Uxbridge. And in D4 volleyball, it is Ipswich versus Joseph Case. Here is Ipswich coach Stacey Sonkey.
Because they've been there before, I've had a lot. Like, I think I have 7 or 8 returning to the varsity roster that was on my championship team last year. And there's a different fire. There's a fire to protect. There's a fire to show them that we weren't this one-time thing and that we are a good program.
All 4 of those teams playing in state title games tomorrow. The website has details on all the local football playoff action and Endicott's NCAA playoff game, which will be played tomorrow at noon in Beverly. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend from all of us here on North Shore Today.